Welcome to Lizard Tracks, the story of God. Come and hear the story that leads to life and sets the captives free. Your storyteller today is Wayne Patton. Paul has big plans because the Holy Spirit has given him a vision to travel to Macedonia. Welcome to my series, Paul on a Mission. And he is ready to share the message of Christ after many delays. But he seems to be stuck in Philippi. Step into my story and find out what doors are opening for Paul. Paul, Timothy, and Silas were stuck in Philippi waiting. On Saturday, they went down to the riverside and found women who'd assembled together for prayer. So they shared their message of the grace of Jesus Christ. It was here that Lydia, the lady from the city of Thyatira, the seller of fine purple fabrics, heard the message of Christ for the first time. Afterwards, the Holy Spirit moved her to respond to the call of Paul and be baptized. Not just her, but everyone in her household became followers of Jesus Christ. They insisted that Paul and his companions stay at their house. As the group of men traversed the city, a slave girl with a demon living in her body started following Paul and kept crying out, "These men are the bondservants of the Most High God, who are proclaiming to you the way of salvation." She was very insistent and did this every day. Well, after days of this annoyance, Paul got fed up with it, turned and looked her in the eye. "I command you, in the name of Jesus Christ, come out of her." At that moment, she was silenced, and the demonic spirit had left her. The owners of the slave girl were quite upset. She could no longer tell people's fortunes. All the profit she was making for them in the marketplace, gone in an instant. They were not going to take this from some strange visitor. So, off to the magistrate they went. As normal, Paul is sharing the gospel message, creating disciples, and making enemies. Will he be stoned, brought to trial, or would they just beat him as they involved the chief magistrate in their vendetta against Paul? Stop back and hear my next story. I hope you'll return to my next story here at Lizard Tracks. You can find more about my ministry on the web at www.lizardtracks.net. I can be found on your favorite podcast app or on Alexa. Just search for Lizard Tracks. Your storyteller is Wayne Patton, and this is Lizard Tracks.